It's beautiful how easily you fluster under my stoic eyes and sharp words. Your hands start to fiddle with loose threads and you worrying your bottom lip, making it swell and darken like ripe fruit begging to be savored. I keep you locked into the corner of my eye while I speak with the man whose God has centered on you. He sees you as a confection, a trinket to collect and play with, a single night's amusement. What I see is a simmering flame that will burn everything it touches. I'm intrigued. Minutes go by. He is doing his absolute best to make you laugh, and I think for social grace's sake, you reward his efforts with some light giggles and a genuine smile. This man will tell his friends of you, recounting you as the one he was too afraid to directly advance. He'll remember your eyes and the way the light bent around them. He might even remember your perfume or the drink you've been nursing for the past hour. But I will remember how you lit this room aflame the moment you walked in. You are a nymph of femininity, swaying and shy, tempting the arsonist in me, the masochist. You are a blaze, charring my skin from across the few seats between us. I carefully observe you, my heart calm but my skin warm. You're pulling your threads and weaving your voice into the stale air, making it new again. Adding a cloying essence into the air which makes my bones ache to move closer. I stay stoic though, watching you trying not to watch me. My friend here is speaking about how he loves his career and how proud he is of his new raise. I nod to him, tipping my glass to it. Finally, you make a point to get my attention. My head cocks towards you. You are suddenly very serious, trying to mind our company. I want transfixed as your lips form the words. You're beautiful. I'm taken aback, caught completely off guard, choking on my drink and gaping at you. Has your raging fire burned your better sense away? Are you all looks then, no brains? I chide at you, defensiveness edging my words sharply. The man has shut up, confused and curious as to what is going on. Honestly, I can relate. You shrug and straighten up more on your stool. Your hands go still and you nod. Maybe, but I was hoping to see you smile. You're beautiful and I just kept waiting and waiting for it, but you haven't. So please, will you smile for me? The match has been lit and tossed at my feet. I'm burning alive for the love of God. I can't keep the grin off my face. It's worth it though. I smile more when you laugh genuinely with happiness. You reach over to the man, pat his arm, and then motion to the bartender. Please get this man a drink. His chances just got ruined.